comes to meet his friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing the topic of Bracha Levatala, Shem Shemaim Levatala, based on the Torah of the great Gaon, Rav Shmuel Charkover, Shmuel Valensky, who was a Mir Talmud, later Rosh Yeshiva of Beis HaTalmud in Brooklyn. And this is based on an article he wrote in the Hatavuna Torah Journal, which was published in New York in 1953, later in his Sefer Ner Shmuel. And we already saw Neflos Mitaras Hashem, and now we are going to continue. This is the third shir. We saw Shitas HaRambam, that when you start a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, it doesn't help to end Lamdei Nichukecha. We saw Yesh Omrim, brought by the Kesef Mishnah and others, who says that it does help to say Alamdei Nichukecha, and we want to understand what's the Shorash HaMachlokes between them. So earlier on, we said maybe it depends, it's Bracha Levatala D'Oraisa, D'Rabbanan, but it could be that that's not the issue here. That no matter whether it's D'Oraisa, D'Rabbanan, you can't make a Bracha and end with a Pasuk. You can't say Baruch Atah Hashem and end Lamdei Nichukecha. So what is their Machlokes? That the Yesh Omrim says you can end with Lamdei Nichukecha, and the Rambam says you can't. So the Rambam holds that if you take beer and you start saying a shahakol and you conclude Brei Pri HaGafen, you're Yotze. Why? Because when you said the Ikar Bracha Shemu Malchus, you had shahakol in mind. And the Lechem Mishnah explains that according to the Rambam, you always go after the Ikar and Haschalas HaBracha. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, he says not only beer, even water. And this is discussed by the Taz and the Magen Avraham over there. But the bottom line is that according to the Rambam, it emerges that if you said Shemu Malchus, you had the primary bracha in mind, the bracha you were supposed to say, you're Yotze. Why? Because the Ikar HaBracha Levarech Es Hashem Kodem HaNoah Af Belo Askaras HaMin. So the Ikar bracha is to bless Hashem. You don't have to mention the min, what you're eating. The Ikar is that you give a proper Shevach. So as long as you end off, there's no sheker in the chasima, you know, you don't end off Baruch Atah Hashem. I love playing backgammon. So that's already that doesn't work. But as long as you made a proper bracha at the end, even if it's not in the right min, you're yotze. So if that's Shitas HaRambam, that the ikar is the beginning of the bracha, the Shemu Malchus. So, the moment you said Bracha to Hashem, it has a Shem Bracha. And therefore, there's no Eitzah to finish with a Pasuk. And even if you didn't say Malchus yet, you didn't say Melech Olam, it doesn't matter. Just saying Bracha to Hashem is already a Bracha, and that's the Ikar. And you can't finish with that with something else, because the Ikar is the beginning of the bracha, and the beginning of the bracha, you had a bracha in mind. So that's Shitas HaRambam. But the Shita of the Yesh Omrim would be that the Ikar bracha is the chasima. And without a proper chasima, it doesn't have a din bracha yet. If you don't, until the end, it ain't over till it's over. Until you finish the bracha properly, it doesn't have a shem bracha. And it's just like saying Hashem, Hashem alone. So since there's no din bracha, you can finish with a pasuk. According to the Rambam, the Ikar is the beginning of the bracha. You can't finish with a pasuk because it already has Hashem bracha. According to the Yesh Omrim, doesn't matter. The Ikar is the chasima, and until you have the chasima, then over till it's over, you said bracha to Hashem. If you said lamdei nichukecha, you're fine because the Ikar is in the beginning anyway. It's a little bit shver that the Shulchan Aruch Lechor contradicts himself. In Reish Vav, he paskins like the Yesh Omrim to finish Lamdei Nichukecha. And Reish Tes, he brings Lachashis HaRambam, that the Ikar is the beginning of the Bracha. So it could be that the Shulchan Aruch holds that since there's also Malchus that was Nitkan in a Bracha, there's no Bracha without Malchus. So if you said Bracha to Hashem, it's not going to be a bracha yet until you say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And memela, you can finish Bracha Hashem L'Dei Nichukecha. And he also passes like the Rambam. If you said Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam and you had Hashem HaKol in mind, you're Yotze even if you finish with the wrong Chasima. Maybe. Now the tour brings the Yesh Omrim that if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you can conclude Lamdeni Chukecha, that's a pasuk. But if you say Elokeinu, then you can't say do a pasuk anymore. That's the tour Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Yonah in Ketzid Mevarchim brings the Yesh Omrim and he says V'Yesh Omrim Shezeh Lach Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Aval Im Lo Hizkir Adayin Malchus Ela Baruch Atah Hashem Bovad Yesh Lo L'Sayim Pasuk Mipi Gon Zatzal So he says that if you say, he concludes, Rabbeinu Yonah concludes, that if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, then you can conclude Lamdeni Chukecha. That's how what he says at the end. But at the beginning, you see Zmak, but even on Malchus. V'yeshom shezela achar she'amar Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. In other words, after you said Malchus, it's too late. So that means that when he says Baruch at the end, when he says Baruch Atah Hashem, it's including Elokeinu. That even if he says Elokeinu, he can still end off with a pasuk. And that's what also appear from the Rush. Again, because Rabbeinu Yonah says at the beginning that if he says Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, then it's too late. But let's say you didn't get to the Melech HaOlam yet. You just did Elokeinu, then it's not too late. And that's not like the Tur, because the Tur holds that in the Shulchan Aruch that once you did Elokeinu, it's too late. It's just Baruch Atah Hashem. So that's Mipi Gon Zatzal. I don't know which Gon he's talking about, but what's shot in the Gon? Why after Malchus is it too late? But with Elokeinu, it's fine. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, you could say Lamdeinu Chukecha. But Malchus, it's too late. So Yesh Lachgor, that you need Elokeinu and a bracha, is it a din in the Malchus of the bracha, just like you have to say Melech HaOlam? And the Rishonim explain that the Olam is a siyum for the Melech. He's Melech, Melech of what? Melech HaOlam. And so to Elokeinu is a din in a chelik of the Malchus of the bracha. Or it's a din in the shame of the bracha. So we want to know, where does the Elokeinu go? Is Elokeinu a din in the Malchus, or is it a din in the shame? So that apparently is the svar of the Gaon. He holds Elokeinu is a din in the shame. And it emerges that even if, with the Elokeinu, if he didn't say Malchus yet, and all you have is shame, he doesn't lose out. Because the pasuk also has a shame. And that he said Elokeinu relates to the pasuk. And therefore, he could be Messiah with the pasuk. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Lamdeinu Chukecha. Because the Elokeinu is shaykh to the shame. He hasn't started Malchus. Once you got to Malchus, then it's already too late. But if you're still in the realm of shame, and Elokeinu is midin shame, then you can still finish Lamdeni Chukecha. And the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, right, once you say Malchus, that's not nothing to do with the Pasuk. And therefore you can't finish with Lamdeni Chukecha. The Shulchan Aruch holds, that's all the Gaon, quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah. Shulchan Aruch holds that even Milas Elokeinu, it makes it already too late. Because he holds that Elokeinu is in the Malchus of the Bracha. Once you already started saying Malchus, even though you haven't completed Malchus until you said Melech HaOlam, it's already too late. So as far as the bracha goes, you need melech ha'olam for proper malchus. But as far as it being too late to finish with the pasuk, since the Elokeinu is shayach to malchus, you can't finish off anymore with lamdeni chukecha. And would appear a raya for this from Tosin Brachas Daf Mem, that Elokeinu is a din in the malchus of the bracha, because Tosin explains that in Shmon Esrei we don't have malchus, you don't have melech ha'olam. Why not? Because ein kan psicha, there's no baruch atah at the beginning of the bracha, there's no malchus there, and in the chasima it's not shaykh to have malchus. That's what Tosin says. We have to understand. So at least at the beginning say Elokeinu. There's a shame in the chasima. So once there's a shame in the chasima, so at least say in the chasima Elokeinu. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. And Rotze Beshuva. We're not used to that. It sounds weird, but that's only because we're not used to it. Why not put Elokeinu at the end of the bracha? So the answer is, even though in the chasima we have a shame, we're not going to put Elokeinu there because Elokeinu is a din in the malchus, and so this is no malchus. You can't put malchus in the chasima. Elokeinu is not shaykh there. And what about at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? Why do we say Elokeinu at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? There's no malchus. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak. There's no malchus. If Elokeinu is medin malchus, what's Elokeinu doing at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? So according to the first Teretz of Tosfos over there it's different, because it's in the tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei that you have to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. It's not medin the bracha, it's medin the Shemoneh Esrei. So, on Kopanim, what we wanted to arrive at over here was that we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Yesh Omrim as to whether you can say finish with Lamdeni Chukecha. Baruch Atah Hashem, can you finish with Lamdeni Chukecha? And possibly the Rambam holds that you cannot finish with Lamdeni Chukecha, because the ikar of the bracha is the beginning, is the Baruch Atah Hashem. And once you did the Baruch Atah Hashem, it's b'shem, it already has a chalosh shem bracha, and therefore you can't turn it into a pasuk. And the Yesh Omrim will hold no. The yikar of the bracha is the chasima, and until the chasima doesn't have a shem bracha, and therefore you can conclude lamdeni chukecha. And then we saw the machlokas rishonim apparently about saying lamdeni chukecha after saying Elokeinu, and Shulchan Aruch says too late. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings down in the name of the Gaon that it's not too late. And we said maybe the machlokas is whether Elokeinu is a din in malchus or not, or it's a din in the shame. So apparently the svar of the Gaon is that he holds that Elokeinu is a din in the shame, and therefore as long as you said Elokeinu, you're still in the realm of shame, so you can say Elokeinu Chukecha. But other opinion will hold, Shulchan Aruch will hold that it's a din in malchus. So once you said Elokeinu, you're already in the realm of Melech Ha'olam, and it's too late, and you can no longer say Lamdeni Chukecha because you already started malchus. So Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to see neflos mitaras Hashem, and there's a lot of Torah left from Reb Shmuel that I hope we get to, because A is Torah's Gishmak, and B, maybe no less importantly, I like to learn the Torah of these great forgotten Gaonim, that they shouldn't be forgotten, Chas V'Shalom. Their Torah should learn, and their lips should move in the kever. So we should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem to have this chus. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.